Good morning. I don't know how easy you find it to get out of bed on a foggy February morning. If you've had to start work or a journey at a set time, then you've no choice. But if you're on flexi time or are retired, then you can choose when to leave that warm bed. But some choices are on an altogether different scale, involving life or death. A couple of years ago, I was reminded of that choice when I visited the Presbyterian Church of Myanmar, Burma. The church is strong among the Chin people in the hills of the northwest. After the Second World War, they were left in great poverty. But from across the mountainous border with northeast India, Christians who themselves were poor brought them gifts of food, clothes, tools, and Bibles. It was this generosity that 60 years ago caused many of the Chin people to become Christian. But as one group of Christians crossed the frontier carrying a wooden box full of gifts, they were met by a couple who asked them to take their baby with them. They were too poor to feed her. What a choice for those parents, and for the travellers. But they accepted the child and carried it to the town where the new Christians also had to choose what to do. They took her in. And now, as a result of that choice 60 years ago, they still maintain a home for poor children. That series of choices gave life not only to one child, but out of their love for God came a baby home, life and length of days for many. The Bible makes it clear that with regard to God, we have to choose, and it even suggests the way to go. As the hymn says, "Happy are they that love God, whose hearts have Christ confessed." The St. George's Singers remind us of the blessings of choosing a life of trust and faith. Loving God, meeting us in gentleness and grace, we thank you for not forcing yourself on us, giving us instead the freedom to choose, to follow your way or reject it. We praise you that even if we meet you in Jesus, though his call, "Follow me," is insistent, the choice is still ours. By your Holy Spirit, give us joy in choosing your way, through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Of course, there are many aspects of life over which we have no choice. There's a couple of difficult lines in that last hymn. "Then shall they know, they that love him, how all their pain is good." Well, that's not something I'd be comfortable saying to a suffering person. But physical pain does have its purpose in alerting us to something deeper being wrong, which we hope can be dealt with by doctors. But perhaps what the hymn writer is expressing is that there are those who suffer, yet in their love of God, choose to bear pain with fortitude, transforming what in ordinary human terms is bad into a positive good. But that's their choice, and it's their love of God which gives them life and hope. In the book of Deuteronomy, there's a passage which contrasts the curse, which was the pain of the nation's exile, with the blessing, which came from God being with his people. Deuteronomy chapter 30, reading from verse 15.
See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
God's people are offered a stark choice between life or death, and are urged to choose life, which means to love the Lord their God. There are many people in Myanmar today who take the risk of opposing an unelected military government, resisting the imposition of slave labor, and every day have to make the choice between life and death. The old spiritual, Deep River, speaks passionately about choosing God, crossing the Jordan to be in the land where there is peace. And as we listen, we hear the voices of slaves choosing life with God and looking forward to the day of freedom when heaven will be here on earth.
Oh,
Neil Taylor directing the St. George's Singers in Michael Tippett's arrangement of Deep River. Now let us pray. Gracious God, your love for us is greater than our love for you. Your nature is to be generous, even though our faults are overwhelming. May we so trust you that when the road divides, we show our love by choosing to walk in your way and receive your blessing. By your Holy Spirit, give us joy in trusting you. Teach us that choosing to follow your way makes all life a delight. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for all today who have to take difficult choices, employers and managers taking decisions which affect the life of their staff, older people agonizing over changing homes, people in middle years not certain which way to turn in their married life, young people struggling to discover what is right and wrong. We also pray for all who have difficult decisions to take regarding the outbreak of bird flu, that by their vigilance people and creatures may be kept safe. Loving God, hear our prayers and bless us in the name of Jesus, who while on earth taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In one of her Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling describes someone advising Harry, "It is our choices that show us who we truly are, far more than our abilities." Well, our final hymn speaks of the one choice which overcomes all our weaknesses. All my hope on God is founded. May God give us grace to follow his Son in faith, hope, and love, and to know the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Then the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will be ours this day and always. Amen.